the Gita's thought reconciles Sankhya, Vedanta and Yoga. In the time when this exposition was made by Shri Krishna to Arjuna, all the three schools of thought were prominent and all of them were at war with each other. Shri Krishna brings a kind of a harmonizing alchemy and puts them all together, and that is why Bhagavad Gita is called an integral knowledge. It puts everything in its proper place and heals the quarrel between the three positions. It is on that harmony, that synthesis, that in the method of approaching reality, there is a harmony of knowledge, action and devotion. Karma, bhakti and jnana, all the three are reconciled because the reality that is to be realized is integral. Therefore, the method also has to be integral. That is why the teaching of the Gita is an integral teaching. Both ways, the object to be known, to be realized, to be possessed is integral. The method by which you approach is also integral. But before we come to that, let us concentrate now upon the word yoga. The word yoga appears first in the second chapter, which we have read through, when Sri Krishna says, "So far I have explained to you Buddhi Yoga, and I have given you the knowledge that can be obtained by Buddhi Yoga." Then he says, "Now I shall tell you how Buddhi Yoga can be applied in yoga, and how by applying that Buddhi Yoga in yoga, you can be free even while acting." By the application of Buddhi Yoga, as far as the knowledge is concerned, Sankhya is concerned, you can be liberated from all action once you discriminate between Purusha and Prakriti, and you can come out of the clutches of Prakriti. That is what Sri Krishna has already explained in the first part of second chapter. Now in the second part of the second chapter, Sri Krishna explains how in yoga, even while doing actions, you can be free. The Sankhya can give you liberation when you come out of action. You withdraw from action and you can be liberated. But now Sri Krishna says that even while doing actions, you can still be free. That secret, he said, I will now explain to you. Now what does Sri Krishna mean by using the word yoga? What he means by this word is explicitly stated by Sri Krishna in the third chapter. In the third chapter he says, there are two ways of liberation. There is one way which is a Sankhya way. There is a second way which is the way of yoga. Then he says, the Sankhya way is the way of knowledge. He makes it himself clear. The Sankhya way is called the way of knowledge. The yoga is the way of works.
Work.
Yoga is used by Sri Krishna in the sense of works. Now this definition that yoga refers to works may sound to those who are familiar with the word yoga today rather strange. Because today the word yoga is specifically referred to a system which is called a system of Patanjali. It is a system which is called Raja Yoga. So we must distinguish between Raja Yoga, which is today famous as yoga, and the word yoga which is used in the Bhagavad Gita. If you don't make this distinction, if you read Bhagavad Gita with our familiarity with Raja Yoga of Patanjali, we will be misled and we will not understand properly. So now let us understand what is meant by yoga today, so that we can make very clear distinction between yoga, the word used by Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and the word yoga as understood today in our ordinary men, ordinary situations today in our country.